Hey guys, welcome to The Withering Effect. This is episode 24. Today's date is December 2nd, 2019, and I am Duds, or Duds Versus to the rest of the interweb. Today we have a guest, Carl. How are you? What have you been up to?
Hi Duds, I'm good, thank you very much. This week in Minecraft, I've been working on the stock control system for my new wood vending machine after I sort of stole your business, but you kind of gave it away.
Yeah, I didn't want to chop wood anymore.
Well, I built a tree farm.
Yeah, I was going to do that too, but redstone's frustrating me, so...
It was like the tree farm was the biggest redstone thing I've ever built, and it took me far too long to build.
See, it was going to be the exact same with me, and I was like, not doing it.
Not doing it. I've been on a real redstone thing at the moment. Like, I did the vending machine, and then I built the wood farm for the vending machine, and now I just spent like 2 days building a stock control system for it. So I've been on like a real redstone high at the moment. It's been a bit weird because it's usually not my thing, but
yeah,
you know, you go through these cycles, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, I've basically been doing the same thing with the clock tower. Except that clock tower, as ingenious as I felt some parts of the redstone were, it frustrated me to my wit's end that daylight sensors do not tell time anymore.
Yeah, you think it would. You think it'd just be like, right, this signal strength is like midnight, this signal strength's midday, and so on and so forth. You'd think that would be how it was, but I saw you... doing it on stream, and it's just like it's weird timings that thing gives out, especially at night.
Yeah, and I'm sure if I were to, I think I have it figured out in my head where like between the second and third I call it modules, if I do the second and third module and I extend it out 2 to 3 more blocks, and then between the third and the fourth module I extend it out 5 more blocks, I think it would be correct, but
that give you the time that you need, yeah,
right,
for it to give it the right signal strength.
Right, but I didn't have the room in the mountain to do that. That would poke my redstone through the side of the mountain. And to me, it's like, at this point, it's like, okay, Mojang, if that's how you're going to do the daylight sensors and the nighttime sensors, I'm okay with that. That's fine. But you need to let me be able to put a clock on a block and a comparator behind it to read off the correct time.
Yeah. That would make so much sense to put down, like, because item frames can go on the ground now as well, not just on walls. So you put a clock in there, comparator on the block next to it, and take a signal strength. That makes so much sense.
Well, and I thought about, you can't do it in item frame, though, because the item frame obviously has its own redstone signal you spin it. But if you just have the clock work like an item frame, it shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, well, you could just stick it anywhere by itself.
Yeah, if an item frame can go there, then a clock should be able to go there.
That's very true. That'd be an awesome feature. Let's get Mojang on that, guys.
Exactly. Where's my red dragon? I need Omni's Bane of Arthropods enchantment. I've watched his video on that, finally caught up to that, and now I need clocks to work like clocks.
That red dragon was very early this episode.
I gotta make sure I don't forget it. I've been very close a couple of these episodes in forgetting the red dragon.
You don't want to do that. You don't want to do that.
No.
The Omni episode was really good, though. I like some of the ideas that he had in that for Bane of Arthropods.
I did too.
Adding in the shulkers and that.
Yeah, I mean, it makes so much sense that shulkers would be considered arthropods.
Yeah, I'll leave a link to that in the show notes as well, so you guys can go watch Albany's video, because it's a really good one, and it's kind of inspired by the podcast anyway, so we'll pop that in there.
Yeah, I wonder what next episode will inspire Albany to do. Hey, Albany, you want to make clocks work like clocks? I would really like that.
That'd be a good idea.
Well, wait, is it Tux or Mad Cat that does all of our data packs?
Madcat, I think.
I know Winter has done a couple too.
Winter's done a couple. Madcat's done a few as well.
I'm gonna have to hit him up. Hey, can you make clocks?
Can you make them work like they're actually clocks?
Yeah, instead of movable pictures. I mean, it's basically a GIF in an item frame.
It literally is.
Exactly. And it's GIF and not JIF. Come at me if you want to argue about that.
Oh, God. The JIF-GIF debate.
Yeah, I should have kept my mouth shut. Yeah, other than the...
You're going to set the internet on fire.
Exactly. Other than the clock tower, I've been working on a scripted Minecraft episode, which
sounds
I may
really
be,
cool.
Yeah, wrangling in some help from certain people. I'm trying to keep it quiet. I told Carl before the podcast, I'm going to keep the topic of it quiet for now, but it revolves around the 2.5 Ripple Effect season, and it's a lot of green screen work, which I've never done. And I'm scared and nervous at the same time. Basically, after this weekend, I'll know if I can do it or not do it. So if you guys never see this episode, that means this weekend did not go well. And we're not going to do that episode.
It did not go well, guys.
Yeah.
The testing did not go well.
And I mean, other than that, I've been doing a lot of work on my car. So basically, since I got it at 60 miles an hour, I get this, like, plastic flapping sound on the passenger side.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's not good.
But at 65 miles an hour, the sound goes away. So, what do I do to not hear the sound anymore? I just go fast everywhere.
Yeah, just drive at 65 everywhere.
I mean, it helps.
What a solution.
It helps that most of the time I drive on the interstate anyways. Like, I drive 2 miles to get onto the interstate, and then I take the interstate for 20 minutes to work. And then my work is literally a mile off the interstate.
Nice.
So, yeah, I'm basically...
You'll have to hear it for a little bit.
Exactly. But basically, every weekend, I spend at least an hour at my parents' house or whatever, taking plastic panels off and looking for this stupid flapping sound. And every time, I'm like, I've got it figured out. I got it figured out. And then I go drive it home and I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to kill something.
It's off again.
Exactly. And then this weekend, I mean, I would, to do this, I have to jack the car up, crawl underneath there, and I'm a big dude. Crawling up underneath the tiny Mustang's not fun. So I crawl underneath there, and at first it was just looking for loose plastic and tightening it up. Then it was ripping the plastic down, looking around, then putting the plastic back. And after this weekend, I said, enough of this. I'm going to check the engine compartment, see if there's anything in there, because that's the one spot I haven't checked yet. And I'll be darned if I didn't raise the hood, look over to the battery, and it's got this plastic cover that wasn't or tightened down.
Oh.
I went, what the heck?
It's always the last place you look. Always.
Right. Well, yeah, because once I find it, I'm not looking anymore.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, Ford designed these stupid plastic clips, and the hole that the clips go through to hold it in, they have the same diameter as the clip. So it takes, like, nothing to have that plastic slip over the clip and just flap around like something stupid. So, you know, being the great engineer I am, I drilled holes and got zip ties and zip tied that panel closed.
I feel like that's never coming up again.
Yeah. Well, if my battery dies, I'm kind of screwed. I'm going to have to cut all the zip ties. But hopefully.
Better than listening to that noise, though, I suppose.
Exactly. Well, I say this, I ended up driving to Advanced Auto after work and buy a bunch of clips to replace the zip ties with. I just haven't done it yet. I wanted to make sure that was where the sound was coming from. And so far, for 2 days, I've not had a plastic flapping sound when I drive around.
Nice.
So I'm like, I have fixed that stupid... Oh, it feels good. I've had this car since, like, June, and it's been bugging me that I can't find it.
Since June?
Yeah.
It's been doing it?
Yeah.
Nightmare. December, it's like, right, I've had enough now.
Yeah. At this point, my hair's falling out, and I can't take it anymore.
Oh dear.
Yeah. So those are my rants for the week, guys. If you've managed to stick with the episode, we're going to talk about some Minecraft now.
Ah, we don't have to.
Yeah. But we do have some updates. Well, I shouldn't say update. They're pre-releases. So they're mainly bug fixes for the most part. They're already on pre-release 3. I didn't even see pre-release 2.
Yeah, I think pre-release 3, I want to say, came out within a few days of pre-release 2. I want to say they were really close together. And because it's coming out on the 10th, 1.15 is supposed to drop on the 10th, that I think they're just trying to get them out as fast as they can just to iron out any last-minute issues.
Yeah, Mixer. I mean, I'm seeing stuff like tweak chunk loading, render performance further. That's fine. I'm good with that. From what I'm seeing from snapshots, I am super excited for that because that's been my biggest gripe is flying is a scary thing to do on Minecraft.
Yeah. Definitely, especially on a server. Like, if you have, like, even a couple of people on, just trying to get off the ground is bad enough. Never mind actually loading the chunks as well. That seems to be improved. And then there was, I saw an Exuma video where he let off a load of TNT, and it was actually not Frame City for a change, where it's like a PowerPoint presentation.
Yeah.
It was actually like proper smooth. It was really nice.
Well, see, this is the best part, because now you're not going to realize you're crashing the server until it crashes the server.
We're good at crashing the server anyway. It's fine.
Yeah. Let's see. Made text colors on sign match how they looked in previous versions. I didn't know it changed.
Yeah, I think when they updated the lighting engine as part of the rendering performance, it got like really bright on the signs.
Oh,
the
that makes sense.
Yeah, so I think they've just dialed that down to what it was previously.
Yeah, I'm sure if you put white text on like a dark oak sign, it stands out like a nightlight.
Yeah.
Okay. Made sure foxes are not players. What?
I don't know what that's about, but I assume the game thought foxes were players. I assume.
Oh, I bet it was loading chunks that foxes were in, thinking it was a player walking around, probably.
Maybe. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and then it says fixed bugs, so...
There was bugs.
Yeah.
There was a load of bugs.
And now they're fixed.
Baby ocelots don't spawn naturally. Snow can be placed on top of fully grown wheat. That was weird.
Sounds awesome.
You could put snow on top of fully grown wheat.
I want stuff like wheat to grow through snow.
Yeah.
Like, if it's a single snow layer, if you do two snow layers, it shouldn't work. But if you do a single snow layer, I want grass to be able to go through it and flowers and stuff like that.
That would be cool. That would be cool. Yeah, there was just loads of glitches. There's nothing too much on there, but again, the link to the blog post is in the show notes, so you guys can peruse all of those bug fixes at your leisure.
Yeah, and basically Carl wrote up this entire episode, so he has all the correct links. I'm sure me and Bang are sending him just weird stuff.
I'm just like, there go, this doesn't exist.
This is a link to Canada's government website. What am I supposed to do with that?
What are you doing, guys?
Hey, you want to get some Timmy Hortons? I know Canadians. Actually, I think they're like against Tim Hortons now or something. I don't know. Anyways, they got the combat snapshot into 1.15 now too. It's not going to be released with 1.15, but they want to make sure the stuff they're fixing in combat works in 1.15 correctly, right?
Yeah, they basically rolled the pre-release into the combat update to make it one so they can test all of the combat changes within, you know, how 1.15 is going to come out to us. Because I think they were testing it in 1.14 before.
Yeah.
And obviously things have changed with, like, rendering engines and any of the bug fixes that they've done as well. So they just want to make sure that it's compatible, basically, and that it all works as it should do.
Yeah, so far I'm good with everything. The one combat update I saw that I got really excited for was arrow accuracy has been increased by decreasing the uncertainty value. For a guy like me who uses a controller on PC, I would constantly complain that you can hold the cursor in the same spot and fire multiple arrows, and they'll never land in the same spot.
It was sort of random, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it was random than it is.
Yeah, that's that uncertainty thing, and I can't be as accurate as someone with a mouse, so PvP for me is just basically off limits. But now that that uncertainty value has been decreased, it's like, okay, now maybe I could compete a little bit better and play this capture the flag game Carl's got going for us.
Our lovely capture the flag with crossbows and fireworks that we're going to be doing hopefully soon as part of maybe a live stream, maybe just a special episodes, but we'll see what we can do with that. But it's a really good game and I can't wait to play it.
Same here, I really want to play it.
But yeah, I think the accuracy, because they're introducing the target block in 116 as well, that kind of goes into that they want it to be more accurate, so you can actually make proper mini games out of that block and that as well, because it gives a different signal strength based on where you hit the target block,
yeah,
to see how accurate you are. And obviously if the game's not being accurate itself, then the player can't be accurate either, so I think that's sort of bringing that into line with the target block as well.
Yeah. The other thing, critical jumps will now trigger 100% of the time. I'm good with that. That's awesome. So basically every time you jump and attack, there's no cooldown. It'll go straight into it.
That's good.
Yeah. The shield. Whenever you crouch, I guess it would auto pull the shield forward?
Yeah.
I saw Exuma talking about this. I didn't know it did that. I mean, it makes sense for it to do that. But I don't know.
Yeah. I like that change. That's good.
Trident. Okay, you guys are working on the trident. Make them an effective weapon, just not only on sea animals.
Yeah, I've got two tridents, and I never use them.
Exactly. I would love to use a trident more.
I would as well. Like, it's just that they added it in. It was cool at first. We were all like, trident's pretty cool. Yeah, got two of them, even, with the different enchantments on. And then it's just like, they just sit in my ender chest, in my toolbox, shulker box.
Yeah.
They just sit there.
Well, I mean, I had been contemplating for a while now, and I'm pretty sure I've said this in streams and episodes, just playing with more minimal armor. So, like, leather boots and, like, a leather helmet only, and maybe elytra wings, obviously. Those are basically needed. But maybe to increase the difficulty even more, no swords or bows, just a trident.
You'd be killing a zombie for about 20 minutes.
I know, basically, like, please, would the thunderstorm happen now so I can kill this zombie
rather than just tickle him with it?
Well, I mean, that's another thing. I mean, you could probably make a data pack to put sharpness 5 on a trident, right?
Probably. Yeah. Yeah, it's just changing the table, isn't it?
Yeah.
On the weapon.
I love tridents, the way they look. I think it's a cool thing, but they're so weak. It's like, blah. It's almost kind of like the crossbow. I think the crossbow is a very cool weapon, but it takes so long to reload. It's like,
yeah, I think the crossbow, the only thing it's really got going for it is the fact that you can use fireworks in it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the bow is better when you're using arrows. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I think a crossbow should be more of a one-shot kill. Like, what is it? Piercing? You can put on a crossbow? I think if you've got the max piercing, I mean, it might be. I don't use a crossbow. So maybe that'll be some of the stuff I play with when I go to the 2.5 season. I'll play with tridents and crossbows.
I think in the Capture the Flag game, I did some testing, and I think I only tested impaling one, and it was like 4-shot kill.
Ooh.
Which is what I wanted for the PvP game.
Yeah.
And I didn't really test any more than that, because that's kind of what I wanted. But I would assume it probably doesn't take it down to 1-shot kill. It probably takes 2. Maybe 3, but I'm not too sure. But yeah, if it was impaling 3, you know, on that kind of weapon where you have to draw it back and everything, you'd think it'd be 1-shot kill on that, because you can't put quick charge and impaling, I don't think, on them. No, you can't, because I had to put two separate crossbows in the game. So you can either choose between impaling and getting a faster kill, or quick charge for loading it faster. And basically when you do the Capture the Flag game, you have to choose which one you want at any one time. Sort of like a strategy kind of thing. So if you could put those two things together, maybe that would improve it as well.
Yeah. I think this is gonna have to do some Minecraft science here and see if the max impaling does a one-shot kill. Because if it can, that makes up for the fact that you can't put the quick charge on.
Yeah, that would make it, you know, viable as a weapon to carry around with you.
If it can do the one-shot kill, then you know what? I take away all complaints, fix the trident.
It's just like, just tridents now, guys.
Just tridents. Oh, and my red dragon. And we don't need Bane of Arthropods. Get that out of here.
Or improve it.
Yeah, or improve it.
One of the two.
Snowball's now stacked to 64.
That's good.
Which, I don't know why it's taken that long to do. Then again, I don't think I could hold 64 snowballs, period. So.
That's true.
They've got a 4-tick cooldown, so you can throw them faster. I really like that they've also now made it so they don't render the first 2 ticks. So when you throw the snowball, the first half a second of it being thrown doesn't take up your entire screen.
Yeah, that was really weird that it did that, because it was like it was coming from your mouth or something.
Yeah.
Do I throw snowballs from my mouth? No, I throw it from my arm. So why would it come from
I don't
from
know that? How you guys do it, but I throw it from my tongue.
Throw it from my ear. Ooh. From my eyes. My eyes just froze.
It just sounds like a frozen wet willy. All damage enchants can be applied to axes. Good.
Good.
I'm excited about that. And then in the 116 news, we got red nether vines. I saw a tweet on that.
So cool. Yeah, it's a tweet from Jasper. Mm-hmm. And it looks so cool. I wonder if they stay red when you take them out the nether. I assume that they are a new item rather than just a texture that's applied to vines in the nether. I assume it's like a new, you know, you're going to have two. You're going to have like green vines and red vines that you can get now.
I was thinking the exact same thing, because you can see red vines in like real life. And I don't mean like the candy, because we have red vines as candy here in America. But yeah, there are red vines out there and stuff. So I really want more colors, but I also need to know, can I only put the red vines on nether brick items? Let me place it on whatever I want to.
I mean, the tweet is just like, you know, he's working on new biomes in 116, so there's not much information to it. But if we kind of dig into it, hopefully, like, you can, like, use what you might call it?
I don't know.
To harvest them.
Shears.
Yeah, that's the word I'm looking for. So you can use shears to harvest them, take them back to the overworld, and put them on the side of your lovely castle.
Mm-hmm. I would love that. Especially where I have that explosion where a portal's at. Red vines would look really good there.
So many great uses for that. Which I'm going to assume that we can do that.
Imagine if you can combine red vines and cobblestone.
Ooh.
And so now you have the red cobblestone instead of the greenish cobblestone.
Oh, red mossy cobblestone.
That'd be
so cool.
It would look so sinister in some builds. It would be awesome.
Wow. Oh, you got to do that, Mojang. Come on.
Yeah.
Listen to the show.
Or, you think about it, like magma blocks have the same kind of cobble texture. Yeah. Now imagine combining those together.
The vines and the magma block.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my.
You'd get mossy magma.
Mossy magma.
It would look cool.
It would.
It makes no sense, but it would look cool.
Yeah, Minecraft doesn't make sense in a lot of ways. It's fine.
Exactly.
This place is made of blocks.
Why is everything square? Except for the clock that I can't put on the wall.
Yeah, this clock, which is circular.
Yeah.
But you can't put it on the wall.
Well, I guess snowballs. Crazy. I mean, they're not even really snowballs. They're just white circles.
Diamonds.
Yeah.
Enderpearls. Kind of ruins the argument.
Yeah. All right, we get it. But, okay, so instead of the normal listening to one of us read the ad today, we actually have somebody, themselves, saying why you should join the Discord. So, we're just going to let them talk for themselves.
Hey everyone, I'm YDYT and I'm a member of the Weathering Effect Discord. It's a great place to hang out with fellow listeners like me and the people who work on the show. So join today and let's discuss the game we love. There are links in the show notes.
Alright, I hope you guys enjoyed that ad. Let us know if you want to record one of those. We have some stuff to do with that, and well, Carl's got all that figured out for me. I need to make some more scripts.
Go to the Discord. Link is in the show notes, and there's a post there from me asking people to read our Discord ad, like that post, and I'll get in contact with you with a script very shortly, and we'll get you guys on the show just like YDYT did this week, which was awesome. And that interlude music was made by the one and only, our music maestro, Decoy. He did an awesome job on those interludes, so thank you, Decoy.
Yeah, I love it, because we're just like, hey, Decoy, we have this random idea that might be fun. Can you make some music for it? And he's like, yeah, sure. And then the next day, here's some music.
And then the day after, it's like, here's some more.
Yeah.
And here's another one.
So that first pass, I wasn't happy with it. Here's another one. Oh, man, this is awesome, too. And the next day, no, we're going to go with this one. Here's another one.
I used two of them in that as well, one at the start and one at the end, and they work so perfectly together. It's unbelievable. So good job, Decoy.
Yeah, I really liked it when I listened to it. It sounds perfect. But our topic this time is all Carl, because I was absolutely useless this week. You know, Thanksgiving and stuff, so I had a food coma brain going.
You were like, they're going, I've eaten too much, I can't do this, I can't come up with topics.
Yeah. I go to stand on the scale and I just cry.
You're like, they're going, no, why did I eat so much?
Exactly.
We don't have Thanksgiving in the UK, so
that is your fault.
That's our fault. I mean, I would like to eat more food, but you know, it's not socially acceptable, clearly. It's fine.
Anyways, so we're getting into the festive spirit early. Well, I shouldn't say early, because it's after Thanksgiving, so people who say you can't celebrate Christmas till after Thanksgiving can now stick it.
Yeah, it's like, that box is ticked, guys. Thanksgiving's ticked.
So we're going to hit it with some ideas to get into the Christmas spirit on what you can do on your Minecraft server.
Yeah, we kind of thought that because, you know, it's the start of December, and if you guys want to set up Christmas areas or get yourselves all together on your server, that this is the best time to do it. We're coming up to the holidays, and it takes, as me and Duds know, it takes quite a while to put together a Christmas area, like we did last year on the Ripple Effects, and hopefully we'll be doing again this year.
Yeah, and we've got guys that grind, and it still takes a while.
Yeah, I'd log in each day to the Christmas area, and there was another free build. Literally, I'd been off the server while I was asleep for like 8 hours, and I'd come back, and like, there's this Santa sledge, and there's this snow globe, and everything's all gone from being grass to being snow, all within the space of 8 hours. It was pretty mad.
Yeah, Omni builds a mini game that puts you on the naughty list just because you just want to curse the entire time. Yeah, so what do we want to get on our first topic?
So Christmas is a good time to get together with people on your server. So the first thing you want to do is build yourself a Christmas village.
Yeah.
I think is the best place to start with that. And you need to pick a nice area for that to go in. So you've got a few options. You've got a snowy tundra.
Yeah.
I even read that out earlier, so I won't get it wrong, but you know,
it's words are hard.
Words are difficult. You've got things like ice spikes areas, or you can do what we kind of did last year, which is put our Christmas area next to an ice spikes biome and kind of turn all the grass into snow using that cool little snow golem trick that you guys used.
Yeah, I want to say, like, that's the very first thing I've always built whenever I was like, Christmas village time, and it's build the snow golem snow machine. Because you really need that. I'm trying to think, is there an easy way to explain it? Because you kind of have to have the golem sit kind of awkwardly with minecart hoppers. I'm sure there's tutorials and stuff out there.
Yeah, there's probably some on there. I can't remember how you guys did it, but it kind of sits on, like you say, on the hopper minecarts, kind of like two of them under each one of them.
There's blocks pushed into hopper minecarts.
Ah, okay.
And then I want to say there's glass panes behind their heads, so they kind of sit on multiple blocks at the same time, so that way you can get even more snow than just a single block at a time. Because, you know, yeah, efficiency.
Efficiency. It was really cool. Until you guys built that last year, I didn't even know that was a thing that you could do.
I didn't know it was a thing. On Comicraft, we had a player named Nabsky, and he immediately threw one of those things up, and I was like, oh, this is genius.
So cool. You just hit it with a shovel, and you just get snow for days.
Yeah. Of course, I didn't realize, like, snow golems are so useful for, like, dragon fights also.
All right.
Have you seen when you make... So if you make, like, I don't know, 30 snow golems in the End Island when you're fighting the dragon, basically they're just constantly throwing snowballs at Endermen so that all the Endermen are just so ticked off at the snowmen, they don't even bother messing with you.
That's really cool. So they're kind of like luring them away.
Exactly. Kind of
keeping them busy over there while you fight the dragon.
Mm-hmm.
That's very cool. That's very cool. And of course now, after this combat update's released, snowballs will stack to 64 as well, so you can get even more snow in those chests.
Yes.
Because before, you were getting the 16, weren't you? So it's you're going to get more snow.
If you use Silk Touch, you could actually get the snow layer.
Ah.
Which is what I do. Of course, I think you have to turn that into snowballs to make a snow block anyways. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't
work
with snow unless it's for the Christmas build.
This is like a year ago now. We're trying to think back to how it went.
We haven't even started. Like, we literally just announced, hey, let's do some Christmas streaming. Yeah. We haven't even decided if we're going to the same place, which I'm hoping we are, because there's a lot of, like, room left to be worked on over there.
Yeah, there's a lot we can do with that. Jimbo put up a great fence around it that looks really cool, made out of like bricks and that. And there's a lot of area still in that section that we can use.
I ended up using his design for that fence at my base because I liked it so much.
I saw that. Yeah, I was around the other day looking at your base because I need to update the intro of my episodes. So I was kind of looking for areas, you know, to take screenshots of to put in the intro that I do. I change that every 5 episodes, so I need a new one now. And I was kind of looking around the bases, and I was looking at around yours because you've just done all that landscaping over there.
Yeah, and now it kind of looks like I've been doing work this season.
Yeah, and I saw the fence design. I was like, oh, that's for the Christmas area. That looks really good here as well. So yeah, looking very nice.
Yeah, I used it on the backside for my tree farming area, and that area is just not... It literally was for just chopping trees. And then I needed a fence to kind of mark out where my base ends and where regular Minecraft generation begins. I was like, well, I used it back there, and it looked good. I'm just going to use it up here, too. And
it looks really cool. Really cool.
Yeah, so anyways... You found your location, you know where you're going to build. Where do you go from there?
So, first of all, spawn proof.
Yes.
Don't have creepers coming up to you, blowing up your Christmas build. So make sure you're spawn proofing it, you're getting it lit up, you've got a big fence. Get yourself a Jimbo.
Yes, get yourself a Jimbo. One of the things you got to remember is light melts snow.
Yeah.
So what you're going to want to do is get that snow golem machine going, because you got to replace all the blocks with snow blocks.
Yeah, because otherwise it's going to melt those layers. Yeah. So,
but at the
get
same
all
time,
that grass out.
Yeah, but at the same time, that's awesome, because now you can do hidden lighting, which I am all for. So you can hide some lighting underneath, like, white carpet. I used iron trapdoors every once in a while. I don't think there's any other white objects you can really use.
Nah, I think it's just those. Just like iron trapdoors and the white carpet is probably your best options on that, definitely.
Yeah. Make some bushes and hide some lighting underneath. That's my favorite way to hide lighting, is bushes.
yeah, get some redstone lamps maybe on top of your fence. If mm-hmm. you can get a cool way of powering them from underneath using a lever to hide the redstone. Yeah, get
or
those in.
Or a daylight sensor that doesn't daylight tell the sensor. Time.
We found a use for the daylight sensor, so yeah, it's fine.
It'll turn on and off when it's dark, but it will not tell you the correct time.
No, it won't tell you, you know, when it's dark, when it's midday, when it's midnight. It'll just go, here's a random signal strength for you to play with.
Yeah. Oh, and I go back to, I'm sure it's not random, and I'm sure someone much smarter than me can dial it in, but it's like, come on, Mooyang, it worked before.
Yeah, there'll be some maths to it that we don't understand that someone will probably point out to us.
At this moment, someone pushes their glasses back and goes, I've got this.
It's like, guys, I'm joining the Discord and I'm going to tell you why you're wrong.
This is why Duds is dumb. Well, I'm sorry, I'm not live streaming, so you can't hit the derp button to let me know I'm dumb.
Ooh, we need a retrospective derp button.
Well, can't we do like a custom emotes in Discord or something like that? We just need like a, was it the palm to the face of my dud skin?
Yeah, just get that on there. Like we can make duds dumb again.
Please don't. I'm losing brain cells by the day. Like the more white hair I find in my beard, that's the more brain cells I know have disappeared.
Dear.
I'm pretty sure that's how that works.
Just colour them in. You get the brain cells back if you do that. Choose a Sharpie.
I was just going to say, I need a Sharpie. Forget hair dye. Sharpies.
Yeah, so hair dye's expensive. Well, get yourself a Sharpie.
Then you get to the mustache part, and you start colouring it in, and then you inhale too much Sharpie, so you just pass out.
Yeah, also, I sleep for a bit.
Kids, do not inhale Sharpies.
Don't do that. We don't want to be held responsible.
I was just sitting there thinking, like, well, they're not going to take me seriously because no one takes me seriously. And then I was like, I better make sure they don't take me seriously. Do not inhale Sharpies.
It's disclaimer time.
Can we get someone to record that with the ad? The withering effect is not responsible for your stupidity.
That will be in the show notes.
Okay, back to Christmas builds. I want to say I did, well, this goes under fun games too. I built Secret Santa, basically the last two times I did a Christmas village.
That was really fun doing Secret Santa.
Yeah, the only problem is every time we've done Secret Santa, at least for me, it has always been like in the middle of a season. So everyone's already geared out.
It's kind of like, what do you get people at that point? Like, they have everything. They have all full diamond enchanted armor. They've got an elytra. They've got tridents, which are useless. They've got crossbows. They've got all this stuff. So what do you get people? And yours was perfect last year because it was a shulker box full of golden carrots. And I think I made that last until April. So
everybody needs food.
Exactly. It's a consumable, you know? It's something that you need all the time, so definitely a perfect gift.
And I had an idea for Secret Santa this year, and I need to talk to the server mates to see if they'd be up for it. But, like, instead of getting gifts for people, like, maybe doing collabs with people. So you do the normal Secret Santa, and whoever you get, like, you try to do a collab with them.
Mm-hmm.
So that way everyone would have, like, two collabs with other people and kind of, I mean, it's the season to be playing together, too, so why not play together and do collabs or whatever?
Yeah, it's kind of like how Decoy did his sort of doorbell service, where he'd do you a doorbell and then you did, like, a build or something for him. So for Decoy, I did the potion brewing machine.
Yeah.
So that kind of thing where you could like work on something together or kind of like do something for each other rather than just giving them a shulker box full of stuff.
I just realized that he never had me do anything for the doorbell he installed in my shop.
Decoy, get on it! Message it!
Well, if you guys don't know, Decoy does his single player world, All I Never Did, and it's a very fun episodes.
Such a chill series to watch as well. You can just sit back with, like, some nice hot chocolate and just watch it. It's really cool.
Yeah, but he was just getting into that at the point I requested a doorbell. So he's been on there the entire time. He's not really been on the server. So he hasn't needed anything built. Maybe I'll go build one of those famous IKEA chairs for him.
Because he needs help with that, clearly.
Yeah, clearly. Yeah. I don't want to do that. Last time I did that, he just put chairs all over my base.
Yeah. Well, it shows that he'd learn, you know? He was just showing off his skills.
Yeah. Look what I can do.
Dear.
Yeah. Okay, so what are some other things to build?
Back to like what we did last year. So we had a big Marlo built like a big snow globe with like a Christmas house inside it. That was really cool. So this big glass dome. And I want to say that went up in like 4 hours.
Yeah, I want to say I logged off for lunch. I came back and there was a snow globe.
Yeah, it was just there.
Yeah.
And Marlo wasn't even on.
Yeah, no, I like never saw ghost. Him. Got on. He never was on when I was on. And then when I got on, he was already off again. So it's just like, who built this snow globe?
We were like, Marlo. He's like, when? When did you do this?
Okay, so Marlo's obviously freaking Santa, and he's got tons of elves helping him.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So you've got that. You've got, obviously, the thing that I built last year, the Christmas tree, with the custom heads, the different coloured, like, bauble kind of heads that you can put on. So your purples, your greens, your yellows. Bob those on there to look like baubles. You've got... I'm just remembering this now. Jimbo's snowman.
Oh, yeah.
With his giant head on it.
It just definitely did not so... prank that last year.
With the fish and the trident. What was that even about?
Jimbo at some point I think mentioned fish sticks.
Oh yeah, fish sticks, and, that was it. Yeah.
I think he was just saying something weird. You know how like I'll randomly yell out a fruit or something?
Yeah.
Like I'll say bananas or I'll go potato, and I think Jimbo just kind of went fish sticks, and I was like, okay, you want to play my game?
I'm noting that down. Yeah. Fish sticks, I'm going to use that at some point. Yeah.
You cannot use my own sayings against me.
Yeah, that snowman was perfect, though. His head fit perfectly as the snowman's head.
Yeah, so I removed the prank January 1st. So
you removed most of the pranks, to be fair.
Yeah, well, I mean, I felt me and Bank did Pranksmas as kind of our Christmas live stream, which I thought was hilarious at the time, but I didn't want anyone to feel forced to have to clean up a prank, so... I think I got to just about everyone's. I'm trying to think. I think Omni definitely did not let my prank stand for very long.
I took mine down as part of taking down the bunny that Jimbo and Aubrey put in my base. After somebody, I'm not saying who, somebody killed some rabbits. It definitely wasn't me. But I got blamed for it, so, you know.
The only thing I've been killing around the server have been cats, and that's because Omni put a ton of them in my base.
In the walls and all sorts under the ground.
Well, that's what I always found that funny, because he didn't realize I have friendly creature sounds off. Because at the time, I was building the gold farm. So I didn't want to hear the minecarts nonstop.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just turned it off. So he's putting all these cats around my base, and I didn't realize it till like a week later. Bank comes over and goes, did you get a cat?
Yeah, there's cats here. Can you not hear them?
Yeah. It's like, I don't know.
And
then one day a magical chest appeared in the most random spot on my base. And I was like, I don't think so. So I stood like on the chest or next to the chest, put down a bucket of lava so it went all around it, and sure enough, as soon as I opened the chest, it was a trap chest, and all these cats come springing out, but they sprung out through the lava, so I'm just shooting fire cats in the air.
It was an horrific scene, as well as being extremely hilarious at the same time.
So those who love Minecraft cats, I'm sorry, this was before the great cat custom pack design, so no jellies were hurt in the filming.
Yeah, that was even before Cats. That was Ocelots, wasn't it? Because now they're two separate things, aren't they? Ocelots and Cats, I believe. Yeah,
I mean, it was like still where you had to breed ocelots to make a cat. But yeah, they're definitely two different things now.
Cool. I think the thing that I loved most about Our Christmas Village was your zombie snowball fight with the iron golems. With the snow golems.
I love that thing. And I can't take any credit for that. I watched Tango and Impulse build that one year. And I thought that was the greatest thing I had ever seen. And so me and Bacon built
that.
It's
so cool.
Yeah, we built that 2 years in a row. I think each time we've slowly perfected their design. Because while it was good, it still had a couple flaws or whatever. So each year, I think it's gotten better and better. And I guarantee you, I could walk over there and that thing would still be working.
Oh, it is. I was there. I was over there the other day. Just looking around the Christmas village and it's still going.
Yeah.
They're still there, having a snowball fight.
Yes.
You know, the last nearly a year, they've been having a snowball fight. They must be tired.
What's your definition of Cold War? These guys have been throwing snowballs for a year.
A year, guys.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if I did an episode on that or if it was just a live stream.
I think you showed it off in an episode. I think you kind of went around the Christmas village and kind of like looked at everything. But it was definitely, it was a live stream project though. Yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense. That's something I would do. I probably built Secret Santa on an episode. And then during that episode, showed off the village and all that stuff.
I know you uploaded the live stream replay for that one.
Yeah.
So you can go watch Duds and Bank build the zombie snowball fight if you want to go and watch that 3.5 hour live stream of them doing that.
Those are, whenever we have to get mobs, those live streams seem to take forever.
Because you were like, snow golems and zombies, this is going to take a while.
Yeah. Well, I think that was at a time where they had just changed the rules for pumpkins. Like, we weren't sure if you had to shear the pumpkin.
Oh, so, yeah.
I want to say I remember putting a pumpkin on a snow golem going, what the heck?
Why doesn't this work? This should work. You know,
huh? I could have swore I remember Omni walking over with shears and just clip, and then boom, snow golem.
It's like,
I don't think that was in an episode. I think I was just messing around, and he understood why I was struggling.
Yeah, you're like staring at this snow and pumpkin tower. Just staring at it like, what?
I'm trying to think. I think it was Omni, because Omni was in that area a lot, but so was Jimbo. Because both of them were grinding out ridiculous builds. What we got? An igloo is also a fun Christmas build.
Yeah, you can put like a nice fire in there, some nice seating and stuff, and have yourself a little igloo, because our igloo is sort of in the middle of a frozen lake, where we have armor stands with our heads on and with coloured leather armor on it, kind of like they're skating around the ice ring around the igloo. That's really cool as well.
You've got fun games down next.
Yeah, so we talked about Secret Santa, but I don't think there's anything really
else. You can do like actual snowball fights instead of doing a snow golem snowball fight. You could actually throw the snowballs at each other, and with the fact that snowballs are going to stack to 64 now, that should become a little bit more fun.
Yeah, that makes it a lot easier. When it's 16, it's just like you just run out too quickly. So yeah,
basically your entire hotbar is stacks of snowballs.
Yeah, your entire inventory is just full of them. So when a creeper comes up to you, like, oh, I've got to hit him with snowballs because I've got nothing else in my inventory. but we have dress up, so make yourself some Christmas skins. Luckily, we have Link, who made, I think, all of us Christmas skins last year, I want to say.
Not mine.
Not yours.
But so that was one thing I really wanted to embrace this season, was changing my skin for certain occasions. So I made my own Christmas skin before she got to make a skin for me.
Okay. So, cool. That reminds me, I need to put mine on now. Now it's December.
I need to do the exact same. I'm glad I didn't record yesterday.
Yeah. Literally, guys, when you watch my next episode, you'll know when I've changed my skin. You'll know when this episode's been recorded, because the next clip you'll see is me in my skin, and I'm not even going to mention it. I'm just going to change my skin halfway through an episode and just not mention it. Just be like, nope, it's fine.
Yeah. Well, this is. I need to figure out, do I want to use the same skin as last year? Or do I want to update my skin this year? I say that I really shouldn't, because that episode that's scripted has so many skin changes in it.
You don't really want any more.
No, like, I think I'm redoing iron armor or chainmail armor to look completely different to get the effect I want.
Yeah,
that's cool. Yeah, it's like, do I really want to make another skin that I don't need to?
If this episode never happens, Duds, you're a big tease.
I am the biggest tease, because I keep talking about these books I'm trying to write, which, again, I haven't put a single page or a single word on a page. It's just basically still in the planning stages. But when I have an idea, it's always a big idea that it's going to take forever.
Love it. Love it.
I love it, too, until I realize, crap, this is so much work.
Now I've got to do work for this to actually happen.
It'd be fine if I was like a full-time YouTuber. I'm talking like this episode would be done in 2-3 days.
Yeah.
But because I have to go to work, work out, come home, I'm just like, oh, I'm so tired. I don't want to do this.
You just want to sit back and go, I'm just the ideas guy.
Yeah. Can I just make the ideas?
I don't do things. I just come up with ideas and other people do them. This is the best way to live.
I think they call that executive producer in Hollywood.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Just become an executive producer. Just be like, guys, I have this idea.
Yeah.
And I'd like you to run with it and come back to me when it's finished.
Yeah. We're going to need like 40 crew members. Well, see, I want to say the last season of Comic Craft, I had an idea for a Batman episode. Because I was sitting there, I was like, I'm Batman. Like, all the time.
And
exactly. And so I was going to do a Batman episode. I even had Decoy, like, ready to write music for it. And then when I was going through the tests of some of the shots and stuff, it wasn't working out correctly. Like, it looked really dumb.
Yeah.
So I was just like, we're going to ditch that.
Like, it looked so much better in my head.
It really did. And so that's why, like, now I'm like, all right, if I want to do what I wanted to do for the Batman episode, I need to figure out green screens and stuff. And it's like,
yeah.
And mainly the green screens are so I don't have to build ginormous sets in Minecraft. Like, redo all the terrain behind it. Everything like that. I can just be like, here's the front part of the set and then giant green screen behind it.
Yeah. That's what they do in Hollywood.
Exactly.
Just taking it from the pros, you know? Yeah. This is how you make film.
That's one of my favorite things. So if I watch a movie in the theaters and I really like it, I buy the Blu-ray or DVD or whatever it is, but I don't buy it for the movie. I buy it for the behind-the-scenes special features.
Yeah.
I would much rather have the digital copy if I'm going to buy something.
Yeah, usually the digital copy is more expensive than the DVD, which I don't understand because there's no physical media.
Well, it's because they released the digital copy 2 weeks early.
Yeah.
So that's how they get you. Like,
oh, you can have this early.
Exactly.
But it's like £10 more expensive. Mm-hmm. Like, no, but it's just a file on a server.
Exactly.
I know how this works. This doesn't cost that much.
Yeah. I understand technology. Yeah, I'm sure that guy spent all of 10 minutes putting that video up for sale.
Yeah. You don't have to make a disc, put it on the disc, make the art, print the art, put it in all together, ship it to a store, pay someone to put it on a shelf. Yeah. You know.
Yeah, that guy is just sitting there going, okay, here's the MP4. And he's going, oh, that art that's in the DVD, I'm just going to grab the digital copy, put that in a file.
Grab the JPEG.
Exactly. Some guy is actually doing that, and we're like getting onto him. He's like, "That's my career's work. You guys are making fun of."
Yeah, guys. It's like, no, guys.
We're not making fun of the job you do. We're making fun of the fact that we have to pay $10 more for it.
Yeah, exactly. If it was the same price, then you know I could sort of understand. Mm-hmm. But it should really be less.
It really should.
That's just.
There's Carl's rant for the day, guys.
There's my, yeah, I wasn't planning on ranting, but, you know, that really set me off.
I know, I mean, every time someone gets on the podcast, it's like something takes over, and you're like, I am now an angry person.
Yeah, I now need to rant about this.
I swear we're not angry, it's just when the microphone is on, I have to destroy something.
The rants I cut out of my episodes, guys, that you'll never see. Just the mic. It's the mic that does it.
I had this idea for like a little skit. Basically, there was an episode of Climbing Craft. I was doing something with TNT, and which is the worst idea in the world. Don't ever do it. I think I was trying to do one of those TNT dupers.
Yeah, I had to do that for my tree farm.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize that it had to point in a specific direction.
Yeah.
And I only realized this after the third attempt at building it after I'd blown it up twice.
Well, see, I was blowing myself up with it.
Luckily, I didn't do that, but yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, I should just put like a funny roll of this at like the end of the episodes. Mind you guys, you should always watch the end of my episodes. It doesn't happen a lot, but when there's something stupid or funny, I always put it at the very end of the episode. So yeah, you got to go through the credits and everything. But yeah, I was like, I'll do this because I blew up like 4 or 5 times. I was like, ah, just put that together. But the only problem, it was just basically me cursing the entire time. I was like, I can't use that.
I need to get Carl to bleep all of this for me.
Well, this was before we had a Carl. So I had to bleep all of it, and I was just like, that's too much work.
Yeah. Just like that.
It would literally just be beep for a good 4 minutes.
The entire clip. Just replace all the audio with music at this point.
I thought about doing that too, but it just makes the outro weird.
Yeah, just be like, what does this mean? I don't understand. It's just music and some guy just like blowing himself up. It's crazy. Crazy.
Yeah, so we have one more item on our list for Christmas.
Live stream days.
Yes!
Which I know Hermitcraft are doing 2 this month.
Mm-hmm.
For theirs. A few hours ago we said, should we do a live stream day?
Yeah. Well, see, here's the thing. I've been wanting to mention the live stream day, but I've been purposely waiting for Hermitcraft because the last 2 times we've tried to do a live stream day, it somehow managed to be on the same day as Hermitcraft. And, like, they're not mentioning that they're going to do a live stream day. Yeah. We're barely mentioning we're going to do a live stream day. And then somehow they always ended up on the same days.
You can say it, dudes. They're stealing our days. You can say it. Go ahead.
I know. We came out like 3 hours before them and mentioned it.
Yeah, and then it was like, oh, same day. Same day, guys.
Yeah. Like, you got to keep the little guys down.
So yeah, now I'm sure we know their days.
There's not a single Hermitcraft member that's paying attention to us.
They do not know who we are.
Exactly.
They're like, who are these people? What's this podcast about?
What? Is it? What?
What? What?
Yeah.
I think they're doing theirs on Sundays, though, and we usually do ours on Saturdays, so it shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure that we kind of knew when they were going to be doing theirs, so we didn't end up doing it on the same day again, which, yeah, like you said, they're doing theirs on Sunday, so I was really excited about that.
Yeah, I think it's the 8th and the 15th they're doing theirs, so hopefully we can get a Saturday live stream day set up. Maybe before theirs, maybe the week after, we'll see. We need to have some discussions internally about when we can get people available for that. But it should happen, hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. But I think that's kind of it. We went way longer than I thought we were going to.
I know, right? I looked at that topic and went, we cannot talk about that for more than 10 minutes.
Guys, this is literally what happens before every podcast. Holy crap, how are we going to talk about that for an hour? That's and, not going to happen. We need to come up with backup topics.
Yeah. We need to have stuff sitting in the wings, ready to go. And we don't have any of that this episode.
Well, see, this is where the rants come in handy. Because, like, when we have a low topic and I feel a rant coming on, I just let it come out.
Let's go with it.
Yeah. Let's just rant. We're so dysfunctional as a podcast.
But it works so well.
I'm hoping. I'm waiting for the time for someone to join the Discord just to be like, could you guys stop ranting and talk about Minecraft, please?
Yeah, it's like, guys, this is a Minecraft podcast. I don't know if you've noticed. I mean, it's in the title. You guys should know what you're doing.
I don't even know how to play Minecraft successfully. Let's just put it there. Guys, I wing everything.
Guys, we've never actually played Minecraft.
All those YouTube videos I've been making for 2 years, don't pay attention to those.
Yeah, it's not us. It's not us.
It's definitely Swabby playing for me, and I just talk over his shoulder.
We have a team. There's a conspiracy theory. But...
Yeah. I steal some of Marlo's little helpers that he used to build the snow globe. I stole one of them, and now he's playing Minecraft for me.
Yeah. We don't even have computers.
No. Recording this in my car.
Yeah, we record this on tape, and then we send it to Anchor via the post, and they put it up for us.
Great, Carl. Now I need a sound effect of just the tape exiting the other roll, so it's just going... Okay, let's end this, because we're over an hour now.
Yeah, now it's just getting silly.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. If you like the show, you can share it with your friends and on social media. If you listen to us on Spotify, hit that follow button. And if you listen to us on Apple Podcasts, leave us a review. Doing any of these really helps us reach more listeners. If you'd like to get in contact with the show, send an email to podcast@rippleeffectsmp.com. Tweet us or join our Discord, where you can have a chat with everyone else who works on the show and also fellow listeners as well. The links there are in the show notes.
Yeah, this show has been brought to you by Carl and myself. The amazing music you hear in the intro, outro, and the interlude for the ad was brought to you by the one and only Decoy. All the social media links can be found in the show notes. You guys have been awesome. Thank you so much for getting withered with us. You should probably drink some milk now. Bye.
See ya.